Throughout this week's series on guns, we've heard from residents in rural New Hampshire who say they think of firearms as a tool. That's a perspective you'll hear and see in the North Country town of Colebrook, where you can pick up a firearm and home improvement tools in the same store.
Guns and hunting aspect is only a part of the business. Of course, we have full-line fishing tackle and so forth, as well as paint and stains. That's a good share of our business as well.
Phil Ducray has owned and operated Ducray's Sporting Goods on Colebrook's Main Street since 1985. He's one of several people who told me about the comfort level people have with firearms in this part of the state. Another is writer and Union Leader columnist John Harrigan. About a year ago, Harrigan says he and three friends stopped to buy groceries, liquor, and other supplies before heading to a camp in the country. They were all wearing sidearms. For them and for the store employees, it was no big deal.
I never think about my guns. In fact, I hadn't thought about my guns until you called me for this story.
Of course, a lot of people have been thinking about guns since the killings in Newtown, Connecticut. The debate over what conclusions to draw from the tragedy and what changes should be made has been emotional and sometimes fierce. It's one reason we wanted to look especially at the reaction in Colebrook, a town that itself was the site of a shooting tragedy in August of 1997.
Five people were killed, several wounded in a shooting spree in Colebrook, New Hampshire yesterday. It all ended in Vermont, where law officers shot the suspected gunman to death.
The victims were prominent members of the Colebrook community, two police officers, a judge, and a newspaper editor. Gunman Carl Draga is described as a lonely, violent man who frequently clashed with town officials and had threatened them with guns before.
I think there's Draga, no apparently explanation for this kind of violence. All we can do is let those of us who have lost their loved ones know that we're thinking of them and sending our condolences.
The shootings began at the local grocery store. Two state troopers killed just a few feet from Ducray's Sporting Goods. Then a mile down the road, more violence at the offices of the Colebrook News and Sentinel, run by John Harrigan. Harrigan's longtime friend and romantic partner died. She was shot in the back. The paper's editor died trying to take the shooter's rifle away. Harrigan famously led the rest of the Colebrook News and Sentinel staff in publishing the newspaper, even as their loved ones lay dead nearby. In the cover story, he described, quote, a newspaper and a police fraternity in shock and a community stunned to its core. But according to John Harrigan, unlike after the Newtown shooting, gun control wasn't a big part of the conversation after the 1997 tragedy in Colebrook.
I think the attitude here is that a piece of space debris hit us that day. That kind of thing is going to hit some town. That was simply our turn, and we dealt with it as best we could. The scars will never, ever heal on that. But we go on, and there's a little reference made to it. I didn't hear any when Newtown happened. I felt horrible for Newtown, but it was that town's turn. It just was the luck of the unluck of the space debris.
Phil Ducray sells firearms for a living, so it's no surprise that he still supports gun use. But he explains that even after the tragedy, people in Colebrook have not looked at guns through the lens of gun violence. Asking about whether shootings change the way people view guns, well, he says that reveals more about the person asking the question than the community they're asking about.
I think it's through that lens. I don't think they draw any parallels other than the fact that tragedies occur. There was an initial reaction. People were thinking, well, what now that it's happened here, what if it happens again? Can I be more prepared, if you will? And then things evened out again and kind of back to normal. I didn't see a huge jump in my sales.
But Ducray also admits attitudes about guns in Colebrook may be shifting in some respects. But he says that's not because of the killings in 1997 or because of recent tragedies elsewhere. Instead, he says the change is about demographics.
Now when somebody goes down the street with a sidearm, it definitely attracts attention because, there again, we've got a lot of people that have moved into the area. They're not used to seeing guns out in the open other than on law enforcement. That's changing as a mindset, but they still view gun ownership as a, you know, as a right, as a nothing that's going to obviously make somebody more prone to commit a crime or something like that. I don't think that's in the mindset of the people of the state.
Columnist John Harrigan agrees that Colebrook hasn't much changed its feelings about guns because of what happened in 1997. But as long as there's gun violence, people will keep asking if it has.
It's never going to leave us. There's no such thing as closure. That is certainly a hackneyed, overused term. There's no such thing as closure. But I think it's put behind us, and I don't think that people look at guns as the reason for that. It was some psycho some deranged person who had access to guns. So I'm just sick of that. I'm sick of the whole subject, really. It comes up every time some wingnut, some lunatic, does something horrible.